Once upon a time, there was a bird's nest in a tree beside a small stream. Next to the stream, there was a beautiful garden. And in the garden was a restaurant with the finest spaghetti in the whole world.
It was spring, the time of year when birds learn how to fly. Mother Blackbird and the four baby blackbirds, Brenda, Belinda, Brett, and Billy, were standing in their nest in the big oak tree.
"Today, children, you shall learn to fly,"
said Mother Blackbird to her four babies.
Yay!
They all shouted and jumped out of the nest and onto a branch of the big oak tree.
"It's really very easy. Just begin by flapping your wings."
The baby birds all flapped their wings and chirped happily.
"Oh, Mum,"
said Brenda Blackbird,
"this is the happiest day of my life. Today I will fly and fly and fly and..."
"Well,"
said Mother Blackbird, smiling,
"flying is what birds do best. And it's very easy. Now pay attention. When we fly away from here, I want you to fly to the big maple tree beside the forest. I will go first. Open your wings, bend your legs, and begin to flap like this."
The baby birds did as their mother asked and chirped loudly with excitement.
"On the count of three, we will jump. And then you must flap your wings as quickly as you can. Do as I say, and you will be flying."
"Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!"
Mother Blackbird counted slowly.
"One, two, three, jump, children, jump!"
There was a great flapping of wings, and three of the four baby birds jumped. Within seconds, they were flying. Billy Blackbird was flapping his wings like crazy, but he couldn't jump. He was frightened.
"What's wrong, Billy?"
asked Mother Blackbird.
"Jump! Come on, your brothers and sisters are already flying over to the big maple tree."
Billy Blackbird flapped and flapped, but he just couldn't jump.
"Oh, Mum, I'm scared. What if I fall down? What if I can't fly? How will I get back up here to the nest?"
"Billy, of course you can fly. All blackbirds can fly. Just believe me. Flap your wings. I will count to three, and then you jump."
Billy agreed, and again, Mother Blackbird counted to three, but Billy just couldn't jump. Mother Blackbird didn't know what to do. The other three baby birds would already be at the tree by now and wondering where their mother was.
"Billy, I must go to your brothers and sisters. You wait here and I will come back for you. Remember, all blackbirds can fly, and so can you."
Mother Blackbird flew away, and Billy sat all alone in the tree. At first he was happy that he didn't have to fly, but after 5 or 10 minutes, he began to worry.
"Where is my mum?"
he said out loud. Another 5 minutes passed, and his stomach began to rumble. Billy called again.
"Mum, where are you? I'm hungry. Mum, can you hear me? I want a worm. No, I want two worms. Mum!"
Mother Blackbird could not hear him because she was already at the maple tree teaching the other baby birds how to find worms. Billy's tummy was really beginning to rumble loudly. He was very, very hungry. He looked down into the garden below and saw...